Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of November, 2012. It was on this day, 1786, the poet Robert Burns borrowed a pony and made his way from his home in Ayrshire to the city of Edinburgh. He was a failure at farming, and after he got his girlfriend Jean Armour pregnant, he decided he needed to find a way to support the new family. He already had an illegitimate one-year-old daughter whose mother was a servant in the Burns household, and she wanted some money. So he accepted a friend's offer to go to work in the Caribbean as a clerk in Jamaica, and he was all set to leave in September. A few weeks before his departure, he published poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, hoping to raise enough money to pay his fare. And the book became so successful that Burns began to doubt that he should leave Scotland. And then Jean Armour gave birth to twins. And at the same time, Burns heard that his book of poems had been favorably received by some influential critics in Edinburgh. And so, full of hope, he borrowed the pony. He made the two-day trip to Edinburgh. Along the way, he was entertained by farmers who had heard about him and who wanted to take him in for the night and to give big feasts in his honor. And he arrived in Edinburgh to find out that he was now famous in Scotland, and the trip to Jamaica was canceled. It's the birthday of the historian Charles A. Beard, born Knightstown, Indiana, 1874, who argued in his book An Economic Interpretation of the Constitution that the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution as a way to protect their own economic interests more than for any ideological reasons. And he also saw the Civil War not as a war that was about slavery, but as a conflict between the agricultural economy of the South and the industrialized economy of the North. It's the birthday of James Agee, born in Knoxville, 1909, best remembered for his autobiographical novel A Death in the Family and his account of Southern sharecroppers during the Dust Bowl, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. But during his life, he was best known as a film critic for The Nation and for Time magazine. And it's the birthday of the filmmaker Les Blank, born in Tampa, 1935, studied English, wanted to be a writer. Everything he wrote was rejected. He stayed in graduate school, wanted to become a teacher, but then his marriage failed, and he didn't feel like studying anymore. He dropped out, couldn't find a job doing anything. And then he saw a film by Ingmar Bergman, The Seventh Seal, and it changed his life. He decided to become a filmmaker. Les Blank has made more than 40 films, many of them documentaries about different traditional musicians, Cajun music, the blues, cowboy music, the polka, a film about garlic, and about a man who buys tea in China and brings it back to San Francisco. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, entitled Taking the Hands. Taking the hands of someone you love, you see they are delicate cages. Tiny birds are singing in the secluded prairies and in the deep valleys of the hand. Robert Bly's poem, Taking the Hands, from Silence in the Snowy Fields, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at reputation.com. Written by Betsy Alistair, produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.